Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Guess what? I have on the phone today Erica Henderson. She is the Deputy City Clerk for the City of Hastings, and we have a primary election coming up, and I can't wait to learn more about that from her, to hear how things are going, and just, I don't know, kind of get caught up with all the things that are in Erica's world. So first of all, great to chat with you again. How have you been?
Yeah, I've been great. Busy. How have you been?
Well, I've been good, too. So when you say busy, you guys were closed for a little bit because of the pandemic, but is everyone back working at City Hall?
Nope, not yet. And we're still closed to the public, but there's a few people still working from City Hall.
And primarily, I know you are gearing up for the upcoming election season. Some of the questions that I've heard when I've chatted with people are, gosh, what was that election in March about? Why is there another election in August? And what will be on the ballot? So can you kind of start from the beginning? What was the election about in March?
So that was the presidential nomination primary, and there were only presidential candidates on that ballot.
And so what does that mean exactly?
It was only for people who were running for the office of president.
So coming up again, we do have another election coming up. Can you give people the dates of that and what will be on the ballot, please?
Sure. The next election is August 11th, and let me open up the website here because I placed all the sample ballots on our website.
And that's good to know, so people can find those where, please?
Yep. So the City of Hastings website is at hastingsmn.gov, and there's a separate elections page that you can go to, and the sample ballots will be listed. So for the August 11th, it's a primary.
So who's all on the ballot then? Is it how many offices will we be voting for?
Yep, just for the United States Senator. So, for example, the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, they have 5 candidates. And, of course, since this is a primary, you can't cross party line. So you can either vote for a Democratic candidate or you can vote for a Republican candidate, which there are 5 of those. Or the Legal Marijuana Now Party has 1 candidate, and the Grassroots Legalized Cannabis Party has 1 candidate as well.
So that's going to be, that election will be on August 11th, and it's going to be at how many different poll sites?
There is 8. That can be found online as well. let's see. Oh, and also I should mention, for Ward 2, there are 3 municipal candidates. So that does trigger a municipal primary for us because those 3 candidates need to be whittled down to 2 candidates. So the people living in Ward 2 will not only get to vote for the senator, but also for a council member as well.
So Erica, can you please tell us where the polling places will be so that people just can better get an idea? A lot of times for school board elections, you know, it's a different place, and it's just as helpful if you tell us what the polling places are, please.
Sure. And you can also find all this stuff, information, on our website, too. I have everything linked to the Secretary of State's website, where all you would have to do is enter your address and what ward and precinct and where you vote. So Ward 1, P2 is at City Hall. People living in Ward 1, P3, Precinct 3, they would vote at Hope Lutheran Church, and that is 1689 Michael Avenue. People living in Ward 2, Precinct 1, they vote at St. John's Lutheran Church, and that is located at 202 8th Street West. Ward 2, Precinct 2, people will vote at Our Savior's Lutheran Church at 400 9th Street West. Ward 3, Precinct 1, voters will be at Calvary Christian Church, and that is at 907 West 15th Street. Ward 3, Precinct 2 voters will be voting at United Methodist Church at 615 15th Street West. Ward 4, Precinct 1, St. Philip's Lutheran Church, 1401 15th Street West. And finally, Ward 4, Precinct 2 voters will be at Crossroads Church, and that's located at 225 33rd Street West, Suite Number 2.
So thank you so much for giving us that information. And I love how you said we could just tap our address too, if we are so lucky to go online, and we can do that as well. But that's really helpful for people just to hear what the polling places are going to be. So for this election, and I know the March election, it was good to perhaps have people have an opportunity to vote, because we're using new equipment, aren't we, in Hastings? The polling pad where people did that themselves.
Oh, that was only for the presidential nomination primary, because at that point, the voters had to select their own party. So these other, so the election in August and the election in November, there won't be going back and forth between the election judge and the voter. The election judge will just be able to sign the voter in.
Tell us a little bit about the absentee process, because that was changed a while ago, wasn't it? And you don't necessarily have to have a hardship for an absentee ballot.
Yes. From my understanding, that was changed for the 2018. It could have been the 2016 election, but I wasn't in this field yet at that point, so I'm unsure of when it was actually changed, but in my opinion, it was recent. But yes, anybody can vote absentee, and you don't need an excuse why you're going to be absent.
And what is that process like, please?
So you have a couple options to apply, because first you have to fill out an absentee ballot application before I can send you a ballot. So to fill out the application, there you can fill out a form online, or you can fill out a written paper form, and that form can be found online as well and mail that to me, or you can come down to City Hall and fill out the form.
So is City Hall open then for that process?
Voters would have to give me a call, and I would meet them at the door. Let's see, my desk phone is 651-480-2343.
So, Erica, tell us a little bit about the whole process then. Do you, it's kind of foreign to some people about how to vote absentee, but can you explain it? You'll get mailed then a real ballot, and what does the person have to be sure that they do?
Yep, okay. So let's just say, for example, somebody has mailed me their ballot application. So I'll process that application and prepare their absentee ballot application. So that includes all the envelopes you need, all the instructions, your ballot, of course, and the I voted sticker. So once that is processed, I'll throw it in the mail. Once you receive it, read the directions, vote however you want to vote, fold it up, put it in the appropriate envelopes, and mail it back to me.
It's pretty simplistic, isn't it? And it's a great opportunity for people that perhaps don't want to go out in public, especially with the pandemic still going on.
Correct. I think it's a fantastic way to vote.
I'm hearing across the nation that more people are choosing to vote absentee. And I did actually hear from a couple other cities around here that the numbers are way, way, way up. I was just curious to know what Hastings' numbers were.
Oh, yeah. For the March election, I don't know if they were up or down, because, like I said, I don't have another presidential nomination primary to compare them to. However, for this primary, the August primary, they are up. I think there's about 800 that I've sent out so far.
It seems like that's a lot more than usual.
Yes, it does.
Wow.
It does.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So I agree.
So when is it too late for us to apply for absentee ballot?
You have up until the day before the election, so you have until August 10th. So it started last Friday, so you have 46 days from last Friday to absentee ballot.
Okay, but when would it be too late to call you and say, would you be so kind as to send me a ballot and have that whole process?
Probably that Thursday or Friday before, because if I'm going to mail it, you have to allot some time for mail as well, so mailing there and mailing back.
Well, Erica, we're thrilled that you are giving such great information for people so that they can really get engaged in this process, even though there's a pandemic going on. When do you think City Hall doors are going to be open to the public?
I really have no idea. I really don't. That would be a discussion with the city administrator.
So let's talk about what's been in the news lately is this whole mail-in ballot. And to me, a mail-in ballot is pretty similar to an absentee ballot as far as the, you know, the whole process. So I don't know what the big challenge is for people to understand that. Can you shed some light on that?
I agree with you 100%. So I don't understand what the big deal is either. You know, a mail-in ballot is the same thing as an absentee ballot, but everybody can vote. You know, it's more readily accessible. Eligible voters would be mailed a ballot.
So what is the controversy, in your opinion?
I don't know, because I really don't know, because I see very little to no difference between a mail ballot and an absentee. If it's a mail ballot, people are still mailed the application.
So explain the process. So when it comes back to you, it's very secure. Where is stuff stored? How does it get counted? All that stuff. Because I think that's kind of an enigma to people.
Yes. Okay. So once I receive your ballot, I will scan it in and actually receive it into the database that we have. It's a state-run database run by the Secretary of State's office, who runs all the elections. So I'll scan your ballot in as just being received. Once the ballot board meets, the ballot board is made up of election judges and will review the outside of the envelope, the white envelope, with your to make sure all the information is filled out properly. And if it is, we will accept it, and if it's not, we will reject it. And depending on how close we are to the elections, you will either be mailed a new ballot packet, or if it's pretty close to the election, I would give you a call to see how you would want to proceed, if you wanted to come down to City Hall to vote, or if you wanted me to mail you another absentee ballot packet. So once all of the ballots have been scanned and either approved or rejected, we save those, and then state law changed for the primary, so we can start processing those 14 days before the election for the primary only, because previous law was it was 7 days prior to the election. But now with COVID, there's been a couple of law changes where we can start processing your absentee ballots 14 days. Again, another group of election judges will sit there and open up the outer envelope and separate the ballot from the envelope and run the ballots through the tabulator.
And how, when people hear that, how do they know which tabulator? Is there a separate one just for absentees? Because I know typically it's run through a tabulator when you vote that is specific to that precinct.
Yep, we have one specific for absentee.
Well, we appreciate you giving us some information today about this. Again, get out and vote. There is a primary on August 11th, and if you want to learn more, please go to the Hastings City Hall website, which is hastingsmn.gov, and you will find links to many things that we just chatted about on there. And would you be so kind as to give your phone number out again one more time, Erica?
Sure. It's 651-480-2343.
Erica Henderson. She's the deputy city clerk for the city of Hastings, and we're grateful for your time today. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I will let